LA Theater Works presents The Confession of Henry Jekyll, M.D. by David Rambo. Directed by Annalise Erickson. Starring Leila Ayed, Adita Brichta, Seamus Dever, Matthew Hancock, Venk Petula, and Andre Saluzzo. On the last night of his life, Henry Jekyll records the harrowing story of his years-long struggle to maintain his reputation as a physician and philanthropist while secretly suppressing the voracious beast he had long felt lurking within. Playwright David Rambo drew on the strange case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson for inspiration to create this original LA Theatre Works commission. And now, The Confession of Henry Jekyll, M.D. by David Rambo. Produced by LA Theatre Works.
Recording. At least I think so. Yes, good. My name is Dr. Henry Jekyll, chair of the Jekyll Foundation for Medical Research. I reside at the Willett Building on Mercer Street in New York City, which is where I'm making this video recording. This confession. On April 16th at 9 past 2 a.m. Oh. The feast day of my favorite saint, Benedict Labre, patron saint of those with mental struggles. Don't worry if you've never heard of him. I wouldn't if I hadn't been raised by fanatical Carthusian brothers who drilled the lives of the saints into us every morning like something from an early chapter of a Victor Hugo novel. Persecutions, suffering, afflictions, dismemberments. After a while, you start tuning it all out. But when I got to Benedict Labre, patron saint of the mentally tortured, I perked right up. I prayed to him every day for years, obviously to no avail. And I was such a good Catholic then. I especially loved the Mass, a timeless ritual to restore order between man and God. The Lord be with you and also with you. My greatest failing as a Catholic was that in confession, I could never bring myself to speak about my big secret. It was too terrifying, too existential. I'd try, stammering and sweating. I didn't want to go to hell, but I couldn't say it. The priests could see my struggle. They tried to help.
Is there something else you wish to confess?
I couldn't say it.
Is it self-abuse?
They always assumed it was self-abuse.
All boys are tempted by the sin of self-abuse.
The priests were obsessed with it.
How often do you abuse yourself? Every day? More than once a day? You're young. Your body has the capacity to replenish quickly. But that doesn't mean you should indulge the sin. Go ahead, boy. Let's hear the details.
But my unspeakable sin was much, much worse. And now, in my final hours of life, I'm finally making that full confession. Not for forgiveness. There's no forgiving what I've done. I'm a monster. One of God's horrible mistakes or Satan's triumphs. This isn't for God. This is for everyone I've hurt. Especially Nick Underwood, my best friend since first grade.
Hey, it's Nick. Trying again. Get back to me, okay? Want to set up taking you out for your birthday.
Nick, you're going to feel bad about not having known any of this before, but don't. That's on me. I should have told you during those long confessional nights in our room when we told each other everything.
You ghosting me? Come on, hit me back.
But this thing inside me and what it's made me do was too awful for me to share. Even with you.
I call, I text. Where are you? You're going to be a year older whether I feed you or not, so why not let me feed you? I got you a present you're going to love.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry for all of it. Especially for these last few months.
Psst. Sample complete. Ready to continue?